BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Monday morning, January 13th. And we are, of course, saddened today, right? Today is the anniversary of one of the most famous passings of all time. January 13th is the day that we lost Large Marge, if you remember from Pee-wee's Big Adventure, on the plaque. That's where it said, you know, this is the date that it said Large Marge. When there was a sound like a garbage truck dropped off the Empire State Building. And when they finally pulled the driver's body from the twisted, burning wreck, it looked like this. And I'm pointing to my face. I was going to play the clip, but I also had it memorized, so it was easier than finding it. But yeah, it's the anniversary of the passing of Large Marge, who was not a real person, by the way. But it is the birthday of a real person. Happy birthday to Big Truth, the host of the Big Truth podcast, also known as Josh, one of the owners over at the Dipper Cafe in New Bedford. So go stop by and have a pizza and tell him happy birthday. And I apparently went there, according to my Facebook memories, I was there a year ago today having a hot honey and pepperoni pizza. And I guess I didn't even know that it was Josh's birthday when I was there having a pizza. So anyway, so there's that too. Also, I mentioned that we're going to have a giveaway this week, and we'll probably have it up either later on tonight or early tomorrow morning. We'll start taking entries, but we're going to be giving away tickets to see Sarah Silverman at the Vets in Providence. Sarah Silverman is coming with her post-mortem tour on January 23rd. Tickets are still available at thevetsri.com. But we're going to be giving away tickets, and all you'll have to do is enter in all your information. And if you are the lucky winner, you'll get a pair of tickets to go see, and we've got multiple pairs to give away, but you'll be going to see Sarah Silverman at the Vets. These are digital tickets, by the way, that we can send you via email so that you'll be able to print those out and be able to go to the show or just show them on your phone or whatever you got to do. But the Vets is a great place to see a show, especially a stand-up show. And Sarah Silverman, January 23rd. Tickets are still on sale, but we'll be giving them away all this week. Of course, our ticket giveaways on WBSM here on The Morning Show, brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy and where you can find all the mocktails that you need for dry January, if that's what you're celebrating. And all the stuff that you need if you're not celebrating Dry January as well. By the way, just a note, this Sarah Silverman show is going to be a phone-free experience. They're not going to allow cell phones, cameras, or recording devices into the theater. They will actually be required to be placed in a locked yonder pouch. And everyone is subject to pat down and wanding. Anyone seen using non-permitted devices during the performance will be escorted out of the venue. So if you do end up going to the show, just leave your phone at home. Leave your phone in the car. Or if you do bring it with you into the theater, you're going to have to leave it in a yonder pouch. You know, like if you're meeting up with somebody and so you're going to need your phone to be able to coordinate with them to get into the theater, you're going to want to make sure that you realize that you're going to be locking that up in the yonder pouch. And this is not an uncommon practice when it comes to stand-up comedy shows these days. A lot of comedians are asking for that because what they're doing is they're out there filming this material and they want to make sure that it doesn't get released on social media before the special itself gets to air. So it doesn't mean that necessarily this show is being filmed, but it means that the material that's being presented on the tour is eventually going to be filmed for a special. So this is the new norm in stand-up comedy. You know, when you go to the Comedy Connection or Nick's Comedy Stop or a place like that or some venue that's having a comedy night, I'm sure those comedians want you to record clips and post them online because that only helps boost their name value and boost their exposure. But when you've got these established comedians that are out there doing these theater shows, they're working material out for what'll be their next stand-up special on Netflix or HBO or what have you. So they're going to want to protect that material. And I totally understand it. So again, we'll be giving away those tickets throughout the course of the week. We'll probably start taking entries a little bit later on today or tomorrow, depending on when I can get the post out. Also, we have a guest that's going to be joining us Wednesday morning in the 8 o'clock hour that I know a lot of you might have some questions for her. We're going to be joined on Wednesday by Corinne Williams, the director of the Community Economic Development Center of Southeastern Massachusetts, and the person that is the lead on the Capitol Theater Project. And we're going to have Corinne come in to talk about the Capitol Theater Project, to answer the questions that you have about it, to address the concerns that you have about it, to let us know if there's been any misinformation about what's been out there about the Capitol Theater Project. And she's going to join us to give us all of that on Wednesday morning. So make sure that if you have questions or concerns about it, that you bring those ready for either a phone call or an app chat. And we'll make sure that we ask her all of those questions. She has done appearances with Jim Phillips on Town Square Sunday talking about this. And you can go back on WBSM.com or on our podcasts and find all of the previous episodes of Town Square Sunday and find those episodes and hear about it. But for those of you who don't listen to it, this will be a chance for you to hear some of this information. There was a day that she came in to do the community spotlight, the South Coast Health Community Spotlight with Fun 107. And just because of something else I had going on, I wasn't able to get her on the air here with me. So we're gonna bring her on as part of that on Wednesday and be able to answer your questions and concerns. Now, what about your questions and concerns over what happened early Saturday morning at the Morna Lounge and Grill with the city's first homicide of 2025, that at least that I'm aware of? Three people shot, one person killed at 1 o'clock in the morning, a little after 1 o'clock in the morning, in a bar that has had incidents of violence in the past. A bar that New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell and Police Chief Paul Oliveira will be asking the licensing board to consider punishment for. How much can you blame the location for what goes on? And unfortunately, the location is held responsible. The same way if somebody steals your car in Massachusetts and slams into somebody, you can be responsible. The same way if someone steals your gun in Massachusetts and kills somebody, you can be responsible. And the same way when you apply for a liquor license, you agree to these rules and regulations that say you're responsible for the behavior of the people that come into your establishment. And they've had to put protocols in place in the past to deal with issues of violence. Were those protocols still being followed, or had they fallen by the wayside because they'd gone a significant period of time without any issues? It's a very, very popular night spot in New Bedford. I know folks that live on those side streets who say that on a Friday, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, even a Sunday night, the people who live there can't get a parking space. On the side streets, because it's all taken up by people who are going to the bars. They gotta go out themselves until 2 o'clock in the morning to be able to come home and park somewhere. Or they've got to park blocks away and walk home and They've asked for parking there to be made resident parking only, but even then, how is that going to get enforced? Other issues as well, there's people that park on Earl Street with commercial vehicles that aren't supposed to be on the street, but yet there they are. The church that's there, St. Killian's Church, has a parking lot that is would probably be plenty of parking for the bars, but they have it roped off because the church is closed, and so they've closed down that parking lot so people can't use it. So there's some issues in that neighborhood to begin with, and now there's been another homicide that's taken place in that area after there was one in August that happened in which a person was found right behind Morna Lounge suffering from a gunshot wound who died as a result of his injuries. So what is the next step here? Does this place even get to stay open? I guess we'll find out. But how much should they be held responsible? 508-996-0500. And I think you have folks who are kind of fed up with the lax approach in their mind to the way that the violence has been addressed. That they get upset because they don't hear from the mayor, they don't hear from the police chief when these things happen. Well, you heard from the mayor. As soon as this was out there, as soon as this hit the media, as soon as the DA's office put out the press release in which they named the victim and gave the details of the incident, Mayor Mitchell put out a statement. And we have that statement included in the story at WBSM.com. But Mayor Mitchell said outright, "There's no place in our city for brazen acts of violence like this morning's shooting." Again, he said this Saturday afternoon. "New Bedford police are working diligently with the Bristol County DA's office to apprehend the perpetrator and bring him to justice. Chief Paul Oliveira and I will urge the city's licensing board to hold accountable any establishment where there has been a pattern of police incidents, including the bar where this morning's incident took place." So I don't know how quickly that can happen. I don't know what the status is of the licensing board. So that'll be something that will be, we'll keep an eye out, and we'll report back to you when we know something more. And speaking of reporting back, we had the caller who had been calling in frequently, who was concerned about the cost, the rising cost, the increased cost of a single cigar. If you remember, he purchases a Black and Mild for 89 cents, a single Black and Mild, and now he's paying $2.90 for it. And we were scratching our heads. He called when Council President Burgo was in, and Council President Burgo didn't know anything about it. And as we've found out, the New Bedford Board of Health makes its own rules and regulations independently of any kind of city council ordinance that needs to happen or anything along those lines. So they can just make their own rules. And the Commonwealth's laws give them the leeway to be able to regulate tobacco sales as they see fit. And as such, they put out new regulations that went into effect January 1st of this year. And as part of that, and there's a whole preamble to these regulations. We'll have it linked up in the story that I'll be working on later today. But I'm just waiting to hear back some more information from the Board of Health, from the Department of Public Health. But they go on about the rising statistics of smoking and underage smoking and all of that. And one of the things that they mention is that cigars have a much lower tax on them than cigarettes. And that's one of the reasons why they wanted to up the price. But what this is designed to, this isn't designed to put more money in the coffers of the state or the city. This is designed to discourage people from smoking, and they're not shy about saying that. They're making these regulations to try to deter people from smoking. And so now, whatever you were paying for a single cigar in the city of New Bedford, by Board of Health regulation, that single cigar has to be at least $2.90. So if you're going out and buying yourself a Don Diego Playboy cigar, which I don't know what are those like 12, 14 bucks a piece, you're not going to see a price change because you're already paying more than $2.90. It's already meeting the minimum pricing requirement by these new regulations. But if you were buying an 89-cent single Black and Mild cigar, they now have to charge you $2.90 for it. So what the caller said, as weird as it sounded when it hit our ears, is absolutely true. And it is just a New Bedford regulation. And as such, too, two or more cigars, any package of two or more cigars, has to cost at least $5.80. So now, if you were buying, I don't know if they have two packs of cigars. Most of the time when I bought cigars, I either bought a single cigar that was probably more than $10 or at least $6 or $7, $8. Or I bought a box of cigars. For a while, I had a Thompson Cigar membership. You know, they send you the humidor and they send you a different cigar every month. And I did that for a while. Then I stopped that. Then my father-in-law had a whole bunch of cigars he wasn't going to smoke. He gave me those, so I worked my way through those for a while. And then I just stopped smoking them. Or I would buy I was a big fan of the little Don Diegos because I could never finish a whole cigar before I had to go to somewhere else. So I started smoking the little ones. And then I just stopped smoking them altogether. Stop buying them. I'll still have an occasional one now and then. And I know that that's hypocritical for somebody who's anti-smoking, but now you're seeing this price increase for the people who are buying them. And let's face it, the people who are buying a single cigar aren't buying a single cigar because they're a cigar smoker. I'm sure some people are. But a pack of Black and Milds isn't that expensive. If you are a regular smoker of Black and Milds, you're going to buy a pack of Black and Milds. People buy them because they use them for blunts. And that's part of the concern as well. But these prices are designed to set a minimum in order to discourage people from buying them. That is the point. The city and the Commonwealth are willing to forego the tax money that comes in from tobacco sales to have less people purchasing tobacco. Or I suppose if you're a little bit more skeptical about it, you can say, well, maybe less people are smoking and they want to raise the price up so that they can still make the level amount of tax revenue with less people smoking. But that's not the statistics they're showing us. And I don't understand how in 2025 now, a young person knowing what they know and seeing the effects of long-term smoking says, you know what, I'm going to start picking up cigarettes. I don't get it. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break. We'll be back in a few. Welcome back in. That, of course, is Ready for the World's Oh Sheila. And nobody in the group was British. That British accent was just an affectation put on because they thought it sounded cool. But nobody in the group was British. In fact, the band themselves, I believe they were from Detroit, Flint, Michigan. And they were, that was a number one song in 1985. Their only number one hit, but it was number one on the Billboard Hot 100. They later did have a number one on the US R&B chart in 1986 with Love You Down, but that was kind of their big, big hit, Oh Sheila. And the rumor for many years was that that song was written by Prince and it was about Sheila E. Because it sounds like a Prince song of the time. And again, Sheila, Sheila E. But none of that is true. It's just urban legend. However, you could tell they were definitely going for that, you know, Prince and the Revolution sound that was so popular at the time, that Minneapolis sound that you heard in Morris Day and the Time and Prince and the Revolution and other groups of the time. So, but nope, was not written by Prince. Anyway, it is time to go now into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The death toll rises as Los Angeles wildfires rage on. Rudy Giuliani faces another tough week in court. And want to break a Guinness World Record? Do hold your breath.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Wildfires continue to rage in Los Angeles, fueled by strong winds and dry conditions. 24 people have died and 16 remain missing. Dangerous fire weather conditions expected to persist this week with strong winds and low humidity. Firefighters are battling the blazes, but the situation remains critical. Evacuation orders remain in place for many, and authorities are urging people to stay away from the affected areas. About 600,000 Venezuelans and more than 230,000 Salvadorans already living in the United States can legally remain another 18 months. This according to the Department of Homeland Security, and barely a week before President-elect Donald Trump takes office with promises of hardline immigration policies. President Biden's administration has strongly supported temporary protected status, which he's broadly expanded to cover about 1 million people. TPS faces an uncertain future under Trump. After he was found in contempt twice in 1 week, Rudy Giuliani faces another potentially treacherous week at trial to determine whether his Florida condo and three World Series rings must be turned over to two Georgia election workers who won a $148 million award against him. The former New York City mayor was found in contempt on Friday by a Washington judge for repeating false claims that the workers corruptly counted votes in the 2020 presidential election. Last Monday, a New York judge found him in contempt for failing to adequately turn over evidence about his assets. A Louisiana man has been arrested and charged with the murders of his son, sister, and her son. The suspect, who was being treated for schizophrenia, began hearing voices the day before the killings. Relatives say they sought help for him at a local hospital, but were unsuccessful in getting him admitted for psychiatric treatment. The suspect remains in jail. The investigation is ongoing. A portion of a pedestrian bridge collapsed onto a highway south of Anchorage, Alaska, early Sunday morning. Strong winds are suspected to be the cause. The side fencing and roof of the bridge fell, but the main structure remained intact. No injuries were reported, although traffic had to be rerouted and crews quickly cleared the debris. An international team has successfully drilled and retrieved a 9,000-foot-long ice core from Antarctica, dating back 1.2 million years. The Time Machine provides a unique record of Earth's climate, including greenhouse gas levels, and it'll help scientists understand how the planet's climate has changed over time. The core was extracted from a remote and challenging location on the Antarctic Plateau. The discovery will aid in understanding the shift in Earth's ice ages and the impact of climate change. And Australian freediver Amber Bourke has broken the Guinness World Record for the longest underwater walk with one breath, covering a distance of 370 feet and 2 inches. Bourke achieved the feat after weeks of rigorous training. She aimed to not only break her own personal best, but also raise funds for the Australian Marine Conservation Society.
WBSM Sports.
The New England Patriots have a new head coach in former linebacker Mike Vrabel. He'll replace Gerard Mayo, who was fired after a disappointing season one. Boston Bruins back on the ice Tuesday, hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning at TD Garden. Boston Celtics away, playing the Toronto Raptors on Wednesday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A partly cloudy day with a high of 42 degrees. On Tuesday, partly cloudy again, windier and colder, a high of 32. On Wednesday, sunny and breezy, a high of 29. As we get toward the end of the week, we're looking at mostly sunny with temperatures in the low to mid 30s. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with a WBSM app.
Back in 508-996-0500 app chat and open line voicemail still open on the WBSM app. And we were talking about, well, the minimum pricing now for cigars in New Bedford. And Skeddy sent Snapchat message asking, you know, if I get you a cigar, will you smoke it? Well, of course I will. I'll probably pour myself a nice little something from Stevie's and sit and relax with it. Outside. I don't really smoke inside anymore. Plus, who knows? The last thing the cat needs is anything that might affect him and make him even crazier than he is. That little guy, man. Saturday, he sat in my lap for hours. No problem. He was sitting there sleeping, like out like a light, cuddling up. We were like the best of friends. And then he woke up and, you know, moved around a little bit and then immediately attacked me. Like, what is your problem? What is your problem at this? I'm just convinced at this point he's bipolar. He's got to be. Because I don't understand him anymore. Well, I never understood him to begin with, but I really don't understand it at all. How you can be so nice and sweet. And when I wake up in the morning, you know, he wants to sit in my lap. And we do our 10 minutes of him sitting in my lap and purring. And he lets me rub his belly and... Oh, he curls up next to me and cuddles himself up. And no, it's great. He's a sweetheart when I first wake up. He does this thing where he reaches up with his paw to pull my face down to give me kisses. Then sometimes he also takes a swipe at my glasses and I got to tell him, no, you can't knock my glasses off. But I think that's because he sees himself in the reflection of the glasses and he's batting at himself. But he'll pull me down and nuzzle my face. Sweetest cat of the world. And then he's just, when he's done, it's like, let me attack. I don't get it. Hopefully he outgrows it. But until then, he spends a lot of time saying, oh, that's it. You're done. Not going to be in this room anymore. And then I close him out of the room till he's ready to behave again. But anyway, 508-996-0500. I guess I should probably enlist the services of a cat psychologist because this cat's definitely got some issues. We were talking about the homicide at the Morna Lounge and Grill over the weekend. We were talking about the minimum pricing for cigars in New Bedford. We talked a little bit, too, about Mike Vrabel being made the head coach of the Patriots. That this is probably... You know, first of all, I think he was the best option they had after letting Gerard Mayo go. But I think they let Gerard Mayo go knowing that they had the possibility of hiring Mike Vrabel. It's funny because I made the joke to somebody a fellow Patriots fan, when Gerard Mayo was fired after the game, the final game of the season, I texted him and I said, you know, Mike Vrabel is reported eligible, because that's the play they used to run back in the day. They would put him in as an offensive lineman, but they would put him in as an eligible receiver. And as you know, he got into the end zone. But I kind of knew from the beginning that that's who they were going to go for. And I think everybody kind of had that feeling, because they needed a change of culture. And as I was saying this morning, you've got there's a distinct difference in the Bill Belichick era of Patriots coaching. There's the time when he was the genius Bill Belichick that could do no wrong, that every player bought into what he was saying. And, oh, I shouldn't say every player, but most of them bought into what he was saying. And the ones that didn't, people like Adalius Thomas, you know, they suffered his wrath. And they either got on board or they got shipped out of town. And then there was the Belichick of the second half of his time in New England. And this isn't post-Tom Brady either. This was something that was happening before Tom Brady and led to some of the issues with Tom Brady. But then you had the Belichick that was like, hey, it's my way or the highway, with a younger generation of players that says, yeah, we don't care. We don't buy into that Patriot way. And part of that might have been there was a gap between their Super Bowl success. But I think part of that too was you had a guy that was in his late 60s and early 70s trying to use an old school mentality on players that didn't come up with that type of coaching. Vrabel is a throwback to the first part of the Belichick era, when Belichick was that respected but also feared to some degree coach. I think he's a throwback to that era, but also has been coaching enough in this era with younger players and as an inexperienced coach that didn't have the resume that Belichick had, to be able to say, maybe I do need to adapt myself a little bit to the way that these players want to play. So he can be that stern hand, but also not be that overbearing hand. And hopefully that pans out well for this team. Obviously, they need to surround him with better talent. They need to let him have some say in the personnel decisions, even if he's not the one making the final call. But they need to involve him more than Gerard Mayo is obviously involved. And they need to, they got to open up the pocketbook a little bit. They got to open up their wallet and actually pay some people to come here. Because you're going to start to see people not showing up for games. I don't think you're going to get to, you know, blackout potential, but you're going to get to less filled stadium. You're going to get to less merchandise being purchased. Besides going out and getting yourself a Drake May jersey, what other player would you want to wear? I want to get a Cole Strange jersey just because it says Strange on it. But I'm not convinced that, you know, he's a worthwhile player of wearing his jersey. Not yet. So who are the stars besides Drake May? I mean, Hunter Henry had a great season, but do you want to wear a Hunter Henry jersey? I suppose Ramondre Stevenson. But you need more talent on this team. And it doesn't have to be big name players. It just has to be impact players. You don't need the flashy free agent signing. You need solid free agent signings. People want to get paid. And the Patriot luster is gone from this organization. People don't want to come here anymore on a bargain contract, because it means they're going to compete for a championship. They're coming in to be part of a rebuild, and that's going to cost you. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
We're all want. Everybody does. Yeah, that's so.
I don't think I'm going to make it to the 22nd century, but if I do, I promise I'll play that song the next day. to say 21st century was yesterday. Hey, you know what else is something from yesterday? Or at least from yesteryear? The mom and pop shopping experience, right? But you have a chance to go back in time by going to M&M Hay and Feed. Formerly Marvin Grain, it is South Dartmouth's heritage grain and hardware store. And when you walk in there, you will feel like you're stepping back into yesterday because it's that old school feeling there. They have a little bit of everything and also the hard to find things that you can't find other places. Brand name pet foods that nobody else carries, grain by the pound, feed by the pound, or if it's just some nuts and bolts, Michelle, Mark, Michael, and Gary can all help. They have hay, straw, screen repair, laying hens, meat chickens, turkeys. If you've got a small backyard farm or if you are a real operating farm, they can help you out with everything that you need. And they also deliver as well. You can't find anybody that'll deliver that kind of stuff anymore, but they do at M&M Hay and Feed. So do yourself a favor. Stop by, walk around the store, see what they have. You'll probably end up buying something or other, but then you'll know what they have. So the next time you're looking for something that you can't find anywhere else, you'll know you'll find it at M&M Hay and Feed. And as they like to say, if they don't have it, you probably don't need it. So stop by and check it out. M&M Hay and Feed, 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth. All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Tim, I am very disgusted with Comcast.
Okay.
I understand that as of tomorrow, they're taking Nesson away from us and asking us to pay $60 extra per month.
Jeez.
What I want to do is I want to speak to, get a load of this concept, Tim, a human being at Comcast, because I have questions. I am so tired of going through 20 obstacle courses whenever I call them, going round and round in circles. Do you want me to send you a text? Do you want the audio menu? I want to speak to a live agent.
Well, you can. We're lucky that we do have a Comcast office in New Bedford where you can go and talk to real people. You're probably going to be waiting a while in line, but they do have actual people there that can help you.
Is there a phone number that I can call so that I can find out what I need to see them about? This is crazy.
I don't know about that. I just know that I've gone in there with like issues I've had with having to swap out a box or something, and I found that it's easier to just go there and do it than to call them and make an appointment for it.
But don't you find the process when you call very excruciating? It really, really is, and I don't mind publicly telling you that.
I mean, I find that to be irritating with a lot of places, especially when, you know, you're calling with a billing question and the billing is never open at the time that you're calling. Oh, today they closed at 4 and it's 4:15. I mean, come on. Like, I got to be able to talk to somebody about this. If they can turn me off over their mistake, then I want to be able to get it turned back on a Saturday, too.
Exactly. But, you know, it doesn't matter what day you call. They give you all kinds of round and round and round and circles, and it's just crazy. How can you do business with people like that and expect them to get money from you?
Well, I think they feel like the people who are going to keep coming back to them are the people that aren't going to cut the cord, and they're just going to keep putting up with whatever they dish out.
Well, I'm putting it out there that I've been told that we're going to have to pay for Nesson as of tomorrow.
Well, I think that's crazy. It sounds like, though, it's more like a tiered package. It's not just that channel, but they're making you pay for a different tier. That would be $60 a month.
Crazy. It's highway robbery, Tim.
All right. Well, hopefully they realize that and they change ways on it.
I mean, it is very important to speak to human beings. It doesn't matter if we're in the 21st or 22nd century. Human beings are important.
Bob,
and we need to speak with them.
I'll be honest with you. I'd rather talk to computers than some people.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but computers cannot answer all of your questions.
By the way, before I let you go, great segment on Channel 12 the other day.
Thank you very much.
Everybody should go and check that out. If you haven't seen Bob Branco on Channel 12, they have it on WPRI.com. Great stuff there on your podcast and on your Teddy Bear Bowling League and all that it is that you do. So,
thanks for the plug.
All right, and you have a good one.
Keep up the good work yourself, Tim.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
And that is Bob Branco. You can check out his Sports Roundtable podcast. And you can join the Teddy Bear Bowling League if you're interested. Again, WPRI.com has the video segment. So, yeah, I mean, that's the thing with the way that the cable companies work is they work in these tiers. So they add these channels that you want onto these tiers with a bunch of stuff that you don't want to be able to charge you more money. And you can blame that on Nesson. Because they're the ones that are going to make Comcast pay more to carry the station, and you're going to pay, not Comcast, they're not going to absorb that. They're going to make you pay and pass it on to you. So, and keep in mind that, oh, all right, okay, you know, I get it. The Bruins are okay, but the Bruins have had a lot of issues this year. We know the Red Sox have had problems over the years, and now they want you to pay for two teams that frustrate you beyond belief. Jackie says that you can make an appointment online for Comcast. And that is true. Hopefully that works for Bob. Bob is visually impaired, so that might be part of the issue with something like that. But I would definitely recommend going to the Comcast store with any questions that you have. That's always going to get you at least a real person to speak to. And Participation Trophy Wife says, as far as the bar being responsible for the homicide, the person carrying the weapon is knowingly breaking the law the second they started drinking while carrying. The law orders the individual with a weapon not to drink, not the bar, to somehow guarantee a weapons-free customer. I'm just going to go out on a limb, and I don't know anything yet, but I'll just go out on a limb and say that was probably not a legally owned firearm. So I don't think that the person cares so much about that law. The fact is, people are going to say the bar has a responsibility not to let people get through the door with a firearm, and that if you have a place that has had violence before, that weapons should be barred from the building. But how much can you regulate that when it's a Saturday night, or a Friday night rather, and people are coming in and coming in off the street, and people are probably pouring into there after the other bars close? But they'll have to answer all those questions and more. I've got to take a final break. We'll be back in a few. All right, that is going to do it for me for today. We are out of time. We got a caller on hold, but hang on. Chris will be happy to take your call coming up when South Coast Now begins. But just a reminder, if you didn't hear my little plugs at the beginning of the hour, we're going to have a contest that launches probably later on today or tomorrow. We're going to be giving away tickets to see Sarah Silverman at the Vets in Rhode Island, and you'll be able to enter to win those tickets. And then also on Wednesday,